In remote parts of Jamaica, a native culture known as Maroon has maintained a way of life distinct from the rest of the island nation. Commentator Michael Ivey spent some time among the Maroon people this year and found practitioners of Maroon herbalism.
A friend of mine had been telling me about this Jamaican Maroon lady for quite a while, saying she uses traditional Maroon healing techniques and can cure anything from impotence to sexually transmitted diseases. Or maybe I should say arthritis to whooping cough. All by using plants, leaves, berries, bark, and roots. Her name is Ivy Lynn Blossom Harris. She's an herbalist.
Well, I say I'm an herbalist. I'm an earth woman, you know. I'm a roots woman. Yeah, that's what I am. Because everything know what it belongs to. Don't feel no way. Everything know what it belongs to. So, to me, I belong to the plant and the plant belongs to me.
So, when a guy like me finally goes to Jamaica to see someone like Ivy Lynn, it's called ecocultural tourism. Well, I call it a great big adventure. Culture shock and cultural enlightenment in the same whack across my brain. It's overwhelming. I mean, there's this whole incredible Maroon deal. I'll get to that in a minute. But first, there's this killer geography. This is the rainforest. Ivy Lynn lives deep in the Jamaican bush at a village called Cornwall Barracks, which is about 10 or 12 miles of bad road south of Port Antonio, high in the Rio Grande River Valley, right in the shadow of the famous Blue Mountains. Now, this part of our planet is unbelievable. The phrase tropical paradise is no exaggeration. Everything you need just grows here naturally, from groceries to medicines. And a walk through Ivy Lynn's garden is like a visit to the pharmacy.
Well, we have so many different herbs that we couldn't name all of them. This one is iron broom. This is for iron. If you have an iron deficiency problem, and this one now, this is a great healer for female problems, dog blood. And we call it dog blood because it bears these little red berries. And when they burst them, they look like blood. And it don't look like human blood. It look like dog blood because human blood is more darker red than the dog blood, you know. But this is a very good herb for any infection. Well, these ones now are the one that they call pennyroyal. But it's drying up a bit. So these are pennyroyal. And this one is one that people can use for abortion. But that's just not one of the only thing that it can do. If you have somebody with water and them brains, a wicked headache, like heavy duty headache, you make a tea from the pennyroyal. And then the headache goes. And if people pregnant and they don't want to have the baby and they drink it, the baby go. And this one is another one we call this Shamey Darling. If you touch it like this, she go to sleep. And she's Shamey Darling, and she's another one that's good for female problems.
According to Ivy Lynn, she became an herbalist while experiencing serious complications after the birth of her daughter. Ivy Lynn's deceased grandmother's spirit appeared and gave her a vision to use a herb to heal herself. She's been healing people with herbs ever since.
I see a lot of women struggling with menstrual problems. And I started studying the herbs full time now so that I can make some woman comfortable, like how I feel, you know. So then that's my special area. And I do like traditional herbal baths. I make poultices, I make tinctures, I make ear oil, and I make ointment for scabies or things like that from the different herbs that we have around here.
Around here is the land of the Maroons, a nation of people made up of Africans and Amerindians. And these people lived on the run up in this rugged country for centuries. George Sterling is a Maroon, an 89-year-old keeper of the Maroon traditions and history.
Time como nankakade, time fiwigwe nankakade. And is the song that they take when I'm going to leave the plantation to scatter about in Jamaica woods. time come on and kakadi.
When the British seized Jamaica, the Spanish freed and armed their remaining slaves, hoping they'd help them fight the British. Wrong answer. The Maroons fought for themselves. Ivy Lynn Blossom Harris.
Those people was totally against slavery, so they ran away to the hills from the British and fight the British, you know. And they get chopped up, they get cut up, they get bad beaten by the British, the ones that they capture and use and beat. And they didn't have doctors to go to, they didn't have way to stitch up cut or so they have to use the herbs. And it works.
The Maroons knew how to use what was around them. They became experts at camouflage and guerrilla warfare, a deadly combination for a British army wearing red coats. And fighting the Maroons was an expensive proposition for the English, so they finally negotiated a way out. A treaty was signed in 1739 that granted the Maroons their freedom and their land. The Maroons are still a nation within a nation. Much of today's Maroon culture, language, spiritualism, and herbalism arrived during the days of slavery with the Africans, the ancestors whose spirits still live with the Maroons. George Sterling.
You will remember that a spirit never die. A spirit never die. And the spirit will come and tell us. And if there is a sick, the spirit is going to tell us what to use and that sick, and to get off the evil of that sick. That is Maroon tradition, that is Maroon culture, and that's how we carry on until this day as Maroon.
Maybe I am one of those eco-cultural tourists after all. For NPR News, this is Michael Ivey from Jamaica's Rio Grande Valley.
Yankee Pong Assassin, Breast Nice. God Almighty.